Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and my guest today is Matt Johnson. Hey, Matt. Thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure.
Matt is a developer on the Visual Studio team and also the author of the wildly successful Visual Studio 2010 Color Theme Editor and the equally wildly successful, in terms of excitement, Visual Studio 2012 Color Theme Editor, which has 54,698 downloads at the time we're taping this, and it's been out since September, and I'm reticent that I didn't have you on sooner.
Well, people like to change colors, and I think the download numbers show that, both for the 2010 version and the 2012 version.
So, as we're taping this, the current version is 2.1.
Yep.
And when I emailed you and said, hey, come on the show, you said, well, not yet, because there's a new version. So by the time this airs, there will be a new version to this.
Yep, the new version has several improvements.
Okay.
We've added support for exporting and importing themes, so you can back up your themes, save them between multiple computers, share them with your friends.
Trade them all, collect them.
Build them into an extension of your own, that sort of thing.
Cool.
We've added some preview support so that for common elements, instead of looking through this enormous list of colors, you can sort of see a preview of wireframe images of what the elements in Visual Studio look like, tabs and things like that.
Okay.
And then we added a more to the dashboard that you use to jump into themes, so that you can see the preview of all of the themes built into the product and not just your custom themes.
Oh, awesome. All right. Show us.
Yeah, that's good. One of the other changes we've made is moving the top-level theme menu into the tools menu.
Okay.
Had some feedback that having a top-level menu was disruptive when you... Many people only change the theme one time and leave it and don't want to see it. So now you can find that under Tools, Customize Colors. And as you can see, there's a dashboard where we can see all the themes that are installed. Some of these came with the extension. For example, all of these colored themes, and the dark with Light Editor and Light with Dark Editor. And we can just click on these.
So Light and Dark are the ones that ship with the product.
Correct. Light and Dark ship with the product.
Right.
And you can, of course, switch between those without the extension through the Tools Options page. Show the dark theme real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This makes it easy to sort of preview these to see if you're going to like them or not. Some of them are very colorful. The blue theme, of course, looks very similar to what VS 2010 looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And you can create your own custom themes if you don't like some of the colors, you want to make your own color theme. I'll go ahead and create a copy of the blue theme. And one of the things that several people have asked for is, you know, I like the colored themes, but I want to have a dark editor with them, not a light editor.
Right.
Well, how could you do that? So let's make a blue with dark editor theme. And I'll go ahead and create that. And this is the new view that's going to be in the 2.2 release, where we can see previews of the elements in Visual Studio, you know, menus, auto-hide tabs, toolbars, etc. You can see all of those elements.
Wow.
And you can just sort of go in and customize things.
So this is showing me right now what this theme consists of.
Right. This is showing you, for some of the common elements in VS, what are those colors for this theme.
Okay.
And it lets you do a live change. So, for example, the selected active tab, we can go in here and change those to be red. Maybe we want to be a kind of bold red. And the black text is kind of a little hard to read. Maybe we want to use white text. Or if we wanted to use the eyedropper, we could click on that and say, we want it to be white. Hit OK. And then we can hit this Save and Apply button.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a live preview of that change made. Of course, there's undo support, so I don't really want that bright red. I can undo those changes and apply the theme again. And we're back to what we had before. So this will hopefully help people, you know, sort of customize the elements that are most visible in the UI.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the elements aren't there. Certainly interested in feedback on things that people find it hard to figure out how to customize this or that, and
right.
can try and add more of these previews to the editor. This is the full list of all of the colors. I haven't counted them recently, but there's probably 1,000 plus colors, and you know. Understanding how these are used can be fairly difficult, right?
Right.
They're more intended for programmatic consumption on the Visual Studio side than an extender consumption, and so lots of the names refer to code words or specific types of controls that we have in Visual Studio that aren't extremely easy to understand. So the hope is that this view makes that more understandable. This view can be used to find some of the
now
more
these names, cider, artboard, button, etc. Those are docked somewhere in the
cider
the SDK.
Right. So these aren't part of an SDK. We're sort of looking at as if you had opened up the CSS for a website and you're looking at the styles that were defined for that website.
Okay.
The website author probably didn't intend you to, you know, to customize those styles, but we're sort of doing that for Visual Studio, right?
Okay.
That's
so these aren't these don't map one to one to extensibility points in the extensibility SDK. These are the names of bits in the product.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Some of them do appear already in the public surface of Visual Studio for the editor. Mm-hmm. The things that show up in tools, options, the fonts and colors page on the environment group, those all appear in here as well. And if we search for text editor, you know, we can see that we have the nice localized names that, because that's a feature that Visual Studio had previously, and those are all integrated into this theming system. But for things that don't show up in that dialog, there's sort of the programmatic identifier. So back to creating our dark theme. I'll go ahead and also create a copy of the dark theme that we'll use to copy and paste colors from. So I'll create that. And if we just want to create a dark editor, all we really need are the colors from the text editor category. So I'll go ahead and search for that again. And I'll sort by name so that they're all sorted the same way. Mm-hmm. And I'll select everything and copy them. And drop over to the blue theme with the dark editor. They're all sorted by name. I can select everything and paste. And now I can apply. And we'll switch over to this editor. And voila, we have now all the dark editor colors with the blue theme.
Ah, cool.
Of course, you could feel free to go and play with those colors to, you know, tweak the background or mm-hmm. keyword colors or whatever you want.
Sweet.
But that's a quick way to make a dark theme with one of the colored themes. If you want to save and backup your work, there's this new feature in 2.2 to export your theme.
And that would be how you share it with others,
That's how you share it with others.
Right.
There's two formats you can export in. This theme format is an XML file. It just contains a giant sort of XML dump of all of the color definitions. That's fairly easy to diff and merge and sort of other things mm-hmm. that you might want to do if you wanted to write a tool to program against this, for example. You can also save it as a package.def file. Package.def is a format Visual Studio uses for registration. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially like a reg file full of registry values. That can be included as part of a Visual Studio extension. So if you export as a package.def, you create a new Visual Studio package extension, you can include this theme and create a VS package that could be put on the gallery, for example.
Ah, okay. So, and then you... Where's the import theme?
So let me go ahead and save one. Save it on my desktop. Oh, I saved the dark copy. Well, we'll be importing the dark copy, I guess. So back here on the custom themes, there's this import button.
Oh, there's the import. Okay.
And since I already had
the
dark copy, me at dark copy one, so now we imported that.
Cool.
I had deleted these. I wanted to get them back, of course. We would be able to import and get back to the same thing we had before.
Excellent.
So those are the main features. I think that we'll anticipate lots of people will use the built-in themes primarily. If they're happy with the Visual Studio 2010 look, for example, and mm-hmm. don't feel like customizing anything, then all you really need to do is install the extension and, you know, one click and you've got a blue theme and you can go on happily. But for people who do want to get into the details and customize colors, provided lots of features to hopefully help people find what they're looking for. And if not, we'll try and make it easier.
So do you get a sense of the 50,000+ people who have downloaded this or the people that downloaded the previous one? Are they mostly using the built-in ones? Are they mostly creating their own? Are they taking an existing one and making small tweaks to it?
So for VS 2010, I don't really have any concept of that.
Okay.
For VS 2012, we have SQIM, the customer experience program, data mm-hmm. for which themes people are using. Mm, okay. And we've put all of the themes that we're shipping in here into the SQIM backend. So mm-hmm. when people change themes and keep that theme, if it's one of the ones that's built in, we'll know, you know, that they're right. using the blue theme or the green theme or the dark with light editor theme that was packaged with the extension. Mm-hmm. If you create a custom theme, we just see unknown. We, of course, don't. Okay. We don't know anything about what you named it or what color values you chose, just that you decided to create a custom theme. I haven't looked at those numbers yet. It's only been out for, you know, a month and a half, so
right.
it's kind of a little early to gauge whether or not people are using the out-of-the-box themes or not. But
yep.
Over time, we'll be able to sort of see
you know,
how many people are using custom themes versus yep. the built-in ones.
So. Yeah, it's total there's an opportunity there for, you know, some commerce. You could, you know, come up with a package of 100 different themes or several hundred different themes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, we've done the work to come up with everything you could possibly want, so here it is for a reasonable amount of money. I mean, is that possible? Somebody could actually do that?
Well, sure.
Someone kind of seed ideas.
someone could definitely, with the ability to export these,
mm-hmm.
you know, create VS packages
yeah.
that contain themes. You could create a package that contains a number of themes and.
Right.
You know, it's not just the shell part of Visual Studio, it's the editor as well.
The themes that are built in, how many things did you actually change? What percentage of the surface?
So let me tell you a little bit about how I made these themes.
Yeah.
So I started off with the blue theme because we had this large body of Visual Studio 2010 colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off importing those directly. Of course, we've added a whole bunch of new elements to Visual Studio and Visual Studio 2012 that didn't have corresponding colors from Visual Studio 2010.
Right.
So I had to sort of manually go through those new colors and decide, you know, what should this color be similar to, right?
Mm-hmm.
One example is the preview tab, right? Didn't mean to click. Preview tab is a new feature where, you know, if you click on something in the Solution Explorer, you know,
right.
a preview pops up here, that tab has a different color. The status bar now changes color when you're debugging so that you can tell, you know, the Visual Studio is in debug mode versus not debug mode. So all those sort of colors needed to be, you know, sort of repicked. To create these other colored themes,
mm-hmm.
What I actually did is use this view and sort by color. And that sort of puts all of the blue things in a group together. If we scroll down here, we can probably see them. Use the thumb. Right, so there's sort of this block that starts about here,
mm-hmm.
And many of these colors are the sort of blues that are in the background. You do have to know a little bit about, you know, am I changing the selection color of the Solution Explorer versus the background
right.
of the main window? So it's a little bit of a knowledge requirement for me to go through and select those colors. But I went through and selected them, and imagine I had selected all the correct ones. You can right-click and say modify hue, saturation, lightness,
okay.
And pick a different
Ooh.
Hue. So maybe we're making the green theme. We do that. You get the idea.
Yep.
You can go through and select colors. You can actually do that on this view as well. If we pick auto hide as an example, we got lots of auto hidden things here. You can just select these, switch them to be green. Of course, you would want to find all the other elements as well, and,
right.
and there you go.
Okay, so there is it's nice because there's the ability to just make some relatively simple changes, right?
Yep.
Use the themes that ship with it, make some simple changes, pick like the top 10 things you want changed or 20 things you want changed and change those. But there's also the ability in here to actually go deep and make really subtle changes across the board.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had to manually pick all of those colors for the green theme and the red theme, like I wouldn't have been able to make those, right? It would have
right.
taken hours and hours to meticulously pick each
right.
individual color. And
mm-hmm.
these sort of bulk color editing tools are what made it possible for me to make those themes. So
cool.
Once you find the right subset of colors, the rest is easy. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's sort of finding the right colors, you know, making the choices about what you want it to look like.
Okay,
so
we should turn this into a contest, right? Anybody who creates the most pleasing, the most outlandish, the most visually interesting theme for Visual Studio will plug on the show or something, right?
Yep.
Because that's about all the awards we can give. So, Take that as a challenge, kids. Cool. So this will be available. By the time people view this, it will have been available.
Yep, that's the plan.
Yep, and that's awesome. So are you thinking of additional enhancements moving forward?
There's lots of ideas. I can't really promise that, mm-hmm. that I'll get to any of them, but I can tell you a little bit about some of the thinking that okay. I'm doing. One thing that I'd really like to be able to do is distill making a custom theme down into 20 colors or less, sort of just a tile view where the colors are very abstract. You're picking a background and a selection and, you know, highlight and you know, the text colors that go with them. And once you've done that, there would be sort of a function to generate all the other colors in an appealing way, right?
So you could just kind of go, I want a Christmassy type theme, right?
Right. Instead of having to know the names of the colors, you know, sort of the process I used to make the green and the red and the purple theme, instead of having to know those colors, you would just say, oh, I want the background to be purple and I want the highlight colors to be yellow, and it would go in and figure out. It's a very difficult thing to do because you need to know lots about the relationship between these colors, right?
And then once you have that, it'd be interesting to then kind of have a dial where you could say, make it darker. Make it, you know, 10% darker. Across the board, 10% darker, or, you know, a little bit lighter.
Yep. Of course, the challenge is
While we're piling on work for you, let's add that one.
Yep, those are definitely things that you'd be able to do.
Yeah, because each color, there's a spectrum of the colors, right? So with enough time and effort, you could create a little algorithm that gives the user the ability to basically flip a dial and make all the colors a little darker or a little bit lighter, right?
So the reason that I haven't done this is that the sort of metadata that you need about how colors are used together doesn't really exist. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, there's a color for this text, and there's a color for the background here. And this text might be used on several different kinds of tabs because over time the system kind of organically grew, right? So you have all these colors that lay on top of each other and all the relationships between them. And if you don't express those somehow in this function and you say, I want to make everything 50% darker, or maybe I want to flip from a light theme to a dark theme, for example, you end up with unreadable text in certain areas.
True.
And until you go through the whole product and sort of look at every piece of UI in every state, you know, it's not just the tabs in one state, right? There's selected and hovered and all these states, right? Until you do that, you don't know if you've created an unreadable piece of UI somewhere in VS.
True.
That's sort of been the blocker, that's prevented me from doing that this far is just sort of gathering all of this data and expressing all of these relationships between colors. I think that this view is a start down that path.
Yep.
Sort of going through and creating these, you know, we have controls basically at the top level, and then the different states that they're in, and then for those states we know what the colors are. Like, that sort of helps pull together those dependencies, but it's not comprehensive. So that's one possible future improvement. There's some little things that I'd like to do, make it possible to rename themes. Right now, if you want to rename a theme, you essentially have to create a new theme with the name you want, go to the old theme and copy all the colors from it and paste it in the new theme and delete it, right?
Right.
It'd be nice if you could just rename from this page. Maybe like you can rename in the Solution Explorer, right? You just hit F2 and rename it. Little things like that. But yeah, the ability to make new themes with a small number of changes.
I've been asking this for this type of thing for a while, so I'll ask again. The ability to associate themes with projects. So if I have three different projects open and I'm constantly alt-tabbing between them, and this has really nailed me in the past when I was in between stints at Microsoft, I was writing courseware, and I would have the VB and the C# version of the project with the exact same name and the exact same structure, and I could never tell which one I was in, right? So I'd write some VB code, I'd pop over to C#, you know, back and forth, never knowing which one I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So the ability to have VB projects have a red theme and C# projects have a blue theme or whatever, you could always know.
So I think that to do that solely on a project basis would require changes to the product, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that from the extension I'd be able to do that.
Right.
One thing, if you change the theme in Visual Studio right now, it applies it to all instances,
yes.
right? So a potential sort of hacky workaround that you could do to get that effect is run Visual Studio with a separate registry root. If you run /devend/root suffix and type in a registry root, that creates a segregated registry hive, registry hive for Visual Studio, which would include your theme customization. So didn't intend to demo this, but let's try it out. Call it green, because I'm going to put the green theme on it. Of course, we'll have to go through this, which may take more time than intended. But this is basically setting up a completely separate registry hive for Visual Studio for all of your settings.
Okay.
The annoyance, of course, would be that all of your settings are separate, right?
Right.
So if you want to customize other things, you change, whether or not the start page shows or any key bindings, everything is going to be separate in that other instance. Now you've got two Visual Studios with different themes. Of course, you see that even the extension isn't installed because everything is separate about this one,
including the version of the extension. So you'd have to reapply all updates. Is that right? Or not necessarily.
I haven't really thought through that. Updates should be affecting primarily the binaries themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't think you would need to apply updates multiple times. But actually, I bet if we look at the extensions and updates, it's not installed at all.
Okay.
So anyway, that's a very heavy hammer to use to do different themes. But the ability to do that on a per project basis is definitely a product change we'd have to make.
Okay.
That theme switching logic is very core to how Visual Studio works.
And so this is just another way of asking for it.
it would definitely be a nice feature. I can't, of course, make any promises about it.
Of course.
Cool.
All right. Anything else you want to show about it?
I think I've sort of walked through most important parts. So.
Well, this is awesome. This is great stuff. So for those of you who know about it and have downloaded it, new version, go get it. For those of you who don't have this yet, go get it. Play around with it. Change the colors and share themes. If you create a cool theme, share it. And if there are people who are really enterprising about it, there's a business opportunity here to come up with, complex and really robust themes.
Yep.
Awesome. Thanks. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.